July 5th, 2002. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
If I should write a book for you that brought me fame and fortune too, that book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you.
Dedicated to you.
Oops. First clam already of the show. Watt from Pedro show, January 5th, 2002. We tried last night on the 4th of July here in Pedro. And we got the first hour done and stuff. I'm here at DJ Talia's pad. Brother Matt's in Thailand until next week. So we decided we wanted to do a special Pedro 4th one with all the firecrackers and explosions. And we're using Talia's setup. She has turntables and a little mixing desk and stuff. But I didn't understand how we had it hooked up. And so the microphone was on the entire time. So when we played records and CDs and stuff, you could hear my fucking stupid self talking over the... There was a little Italian talking to, but mainly it was me. But, I mean, a little bit would have been okay. But, I mean, it was spieling over the entire thing. It was so ridiculous and embarrassing that we had to go for another take. So here it's the next morning, and it's so quiet. It's always like this after the 4th of July, so quiet. And all the papers on the road and sidewalks from the explosions and bombs and fireworks, I should say. I pedaled here last night because where Talia lives, she lives by the Cabrillo Beach and stuff. There's never parking, especially a time like that. Yes, last night, or the whole day yesterday, because people came early to Cabrillo Beach to, I don't know, pick places for fireworks. So I pedaled, and God, it was 11 o'clock when we stopped, huh? It was when I realized after the first hour, I just listened to see what it was like, and I could hear that my idiot spiel all over. So I said, Talia, I don't have the energy to go on, so I'm going to pedal home. And when I pedaled home down Pacific, these guys, no, it was actually when I turned on to Gaffey, these guys set a liter Coke, plastic Coke bottle in the middle of the street with a huge bomb in it, and they waited for me to drive by. And I felt the push on me. First off, as an idiot, I remember before tour, I didn't have a battery for my little flashlight on my keys for the boat. And I was like, oh, well, you know what? I could use the little battery from the taillight here. I'll get another one. I come here. I am late at night and I have no taillight because the battery. Of course, they didn't have the boat keys, only had the pad keys. So I had to do all the bike ride to Anchor Liquor with no taillight. Like an idiot. I thought with all the hombres, I thought for sure I would get pulled over. But I kept to the sidewalk and stuff, and I made tanker and I got a battery. And, but when I came down Gaffey, and these guys lit the bomb off, and they're all laughing. I mean, I felt that thing push on me. Yeah. I don't know what it is about explosives, and people get really big jollies on that stuff. Well, I should say what we started with, John Coltrane, Dedicated to You, and then Heaven and Hell by The Who off Live at Leeds. That's, I guess they're both for John Entwistle, who got killed from a heart attack last Thursday. And big part of me and D. Boone growing up, our sound, just being young boys and learning how to play and stuff, The Who. Well, actually, you know, I meet D. Boone when I was 13, and he didn't know The Who or Cream or stuff like that. He really only knew about Creedence. He knew a lot of Buck Owens. His father was way into Buck Owens. And he knew a little bit of Beatles. I remember he had a record, maybe Abbey Road or something. But he didn't know about the stuff I was listening to, so I played him all Who records, and he got totally into it. I mean, very much into it. To Pete Townsend's big hero of his. And then for me, you know, with the white rock and roll, I couldn't really hear bass. I couldn't hear the bass so much on Creedence records or stuff. But with The Who, I could. I could hear John Entwistle. Of course, I could hear Jamerson and Larry Graham with the Motown and soul music slide. But it was a difficult thing for me to pick out what I was supposed to do with the bass. You know, D. Boone's mother made me play the bass, so given that task, to try to figure out what it was supposed to be, it was hard for me to hear it on records. We didn't really have older brothers or people to show us what was up, so with the Who stuff, I could hear the bass. They really, Pete Townsend would make his guitar in places where the bass wasn't, and John Entwistle was such a provocative a person with it, giving it a voice and his personality, that I have to say, when I hear myself play bass, I hear a lot of John Entwistle. So it's a hard thing for me to, I don't know, it seems as I go on in life, more and more people I lose, so yet another lesson. So it was a sad thing for me, and I guess they're torn still. Bob Lee went and saw them with they have this guy Pino Palladino. Here's some Iggy Pop dog food.
circle is castle culture shadows with burning eyes. Around the corners, there's nothing there, nothing there, nothing there. Juliet! Juliet! Hello, Juliet, babe! We'll be right back.
Show has some Cabaret Voltaire, but expect nothing. Get a grip on yourself. Stranglers before that, Romeo, Wipers. It started with Dog Food by Iggy. Some film soundtrack from days past, maybe 80s. Let's see when this was made. It was called Dogs in Space. And it's got some... let's see here. 1986. So middle 80s kind of thing. And it's got a bunch of... it's got Nick Cave stuff when he was with Boys Next Door. Maybe we'll play some of that. Yeah, Roland Howard. Watt from Pedro show on July 5th, 2002. We were talking about that bomb that went in the street. It was intense on me. It was loud on my ear, and I felt the heat and the push. And these guys laughing. We were talking about alcohol and explosions. Weird mix. What if they would have blown me up? Oh, I'm glad. I thought I was going to pedal past. You know, maybe I should have turned right.
Yeah.
It's got to my father always told me that I should constantly have a Bravo in my life, which is a plan B. And I saw them bringing the bottle out there, and I should have been thinking, what am I going to do? So, maybe there's a lesson to this somewhere.
Yeah. For bombs on 4th of July.
I guess I thought it was going to be a rocket or something. Man, it was big, tell you.
Yeah.
It was a bomba. And here, where tell you is, there's a lot of different pads. Aaron White and Chuck Sands. Chuck Sands had instruments. Crane brought over his bass and stuff. And they had big jams on the roof, and then, yeah, you know, right before this last tour, oh yeah, I didn't talk about that. That's another significant thing about this show, is it's my first show back from the, our Oars Became Wings tour. But right before that tour, I had to move. And so a new owner of the building, Tone, my neighbor Dirk, me, myself, we all had to bail and find places. And Dirk now lives just a block from Talia. And so all these folks were in the proximity, and it was kind of a Pedro thing. We got in the roofs. We got to see all the big fireworks. They were pretty intense from the beach. I've never really been that close. Closest I've been to fireworks in Pedro was when I was a teenager, living by D. Boone in Park Western. At Peck Park, they used to have fireworks, so I could see them there. Same thing, too. The next morning, you'd go out to the grass here, the baseball fields, and there'd be all the paper from the explosions. And even some balls of charge that didn't explode. They were intense last night. They were really different than when I was a teenager. They had a happy face, loops, a triangle, yeah. Fireflies, golden, like
hair.
Dreadlock,
yeah.
Shower, a waterfall. Yeah. Really spectacular things. And then we could see across Turmel Island at the Queen Mary ones in Long Beach, too.
Which were huge.
Yeah, to be that big from as far as we were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. Who runs Queen Mary? Disney or something? Maybe.
Yeah,
they had the big Dallas, yeah. But then, behind us, you know, opposite of the beach, looking at the beach, there was huge little private firework displays in the middle of the streets. And, I mean, they were intense. And people putting up these red signal flares that slowly came down. Pretty wild. Pretty ballistic, yeah. I mean, there's something about people. Maybe a sense of power or accomplishment or being spectacular.
I think there's a little more aggression this year considering what happened back in September.
Oh, because of that? Because someone blew stuff up on us, so we can blow stuff up on us too. Yeah. There is a component to that society in a weird way. Well, here's some Gil Scott Heron, Watt from Pedro Show.
A junkie walking through the twilight, I'm on my way home. I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosy beads, close your eyes to watch me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it. Kick it, quit it, God, but did you ever try? To turn your sick soul inside out, so that the world can watch you die. I never went home again, home again, home again, home again. Kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it, kick it. Can't go home again.
Whoa, it's the voices of freedom. Well, it's the voices of freedom. Hey, if you're looking for a little inspiration. Hey, if you're looking for a little bit of soul. Hey, if you're looking for a little, hey, gut reaction. It's the voices of freedom. Oh, babe, it's the voices of freedom. The river runs right through those mountains, voices of freedom, and reduces that rock to stone. The ocean reduces that stone to sand. Hey, it's the voices of freedom. Ooh, baby. Hey, it's the voices of freedom. I hear the voices of freedom from the left. I hear the voices of freedom from the right. I hear the voices of freedom, babe, from all over this world. Well, it's the voices of freedom. Oh, baby, baby, voices of freedom now, now. Hey, hey. Hey, if you're looking for a place to go, if you're looking for a little hey, inspiration, it's the voices of freedom. It's the voices of freedom. Hey, if you're looking for a little inspiration, if you're looking for a little bit of soul, if you're looking for a little big gut reaction, it's the voices of freedom, huh? Voices of freedom. Ooh, baby, voices of freedom. The river runs right down through that mountain, and it reduces that rock to stone. The ocean reduces that stone to sand. Well, it's the voices of freedom. Hey, hey, oh, the voices of freedom. I hear the voices coming at me from the left. I hear voices coming at me, baby, from the right. I hear voices coming at me from all over this world. Whoa, it's the voices of freedom. Voices of freedom. Oh, baby, now. Ah, ah. Voices of freedom. Oh, baby, now.
Voices of freedom. a start. Studied hard, gained my degree, but no one seemed to notice me.
Just fucking perfect, man. It's fucking perfect.
It's an oldie. Like beautiful or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was tripping.
I know.
You did it.
I had to not look at my hands and then not look at the keyboards at all.
Yeah.
And then I closed my eyes and it worked. So I had to sit here.
That's good.
So are you really going to try to make it up?
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro show. I didn't know how that was going to end. Maybe that was Ron. That was Wild Rats. Somebody playing the piano. I think it was Ron. Looking at the date now, this thing was recorded 5.5 years ago. Jesus. February of 97. So, about time it comes out, huh? Before that, we had Creation doing Painter Man. Lou Reed, Voices of Freedom live. Recording there. And started with Gil Scott, Heron, Home is Where the Hate Is. Watt from Pedro show, January 5th. Coming down to end of the first hour here at Talia's pad. Talia's going to do, next hour, she's going to do a little spin for us with her stuff. I know Brother Matt Spin Cycle, he's still in Thailand. Next week when he comes back, we'll have an installment of his. And at this, that pad. This is a neat one, though. We have a friend. Oh. Yeah, here's the phone. Some real life Pedro.
Yeah. We're doing a show right now.
But let's see. Is that Aaron?
No, it's Chuck inviting us for breakfast.
Oh, wow. So we got some chow after the...
We're in the middle of the show.
The show. But...
Probably.
Let me get up another tune since I didn't know how long. We have to use this little CD player that doesn't tell you the... how much time you got left and stuff like that, so... let me get up some Melvins from this Live in Austria thing. Watt from Pedro show.
Quality leaking from my hands. your tears intended lay in on a man. You still motor high, racing in the motor tears, right for line, high by stone, boarding lane for life.
Okay, some Melvins. Lot from Pedro Show. That was Tipping the Lion. Something from this CD put out by Kultur Galanda Natal, a pad in Salzburg, Austria. It's got some Watt with the Black Gang, Joe Baiza, Bob Lee version. Perubu. Afghan Wigs and Melvins. Stuff done about, I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Yeah, pretty neat thing here. Good little package. Coming on to the end of the first hour, Watt for Pedro Show for July 5th, 2002, day after the 4th. Chuck Sands is going to bring Chow over. Is that right, Talia? And so DJ Talia will have to spin and Chow at the same time. A feat she's probably very capable of doing. And pouring down the coughs and smoking. Those are trippy.
The cloves.
Yeah, cloves. So, speaking of Ron Ashton and his brother Scotty, me and Jay are going to play with them at the Puka Pop Festival at the end of August. I think it's August 25th in Belgium. So anybody out that way, we got to do that lineup at UCLA back in March. So I hope to do better at it and not be so starstruck. Okay, coming up, hour two. July 5th, 2002. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
stomach-heavy genitals, choked until unconscious, cold liquid falling once, thrown against the walls, hit with karate chops, spread eagle against the wall, and jumped upon the threats of death. And the lights switched off.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Pop Group with the Amnesty Report. Actually, the first version. They did two of them. They're on records. And I did a cover of the second version. Same words. I think it's just some list of tortures compiled by Amnesty International. And interesting things to make up a song with. But very pertinent. Especially for a day like yesterday. I got DJ Talia now. She's going to spin. Well, I should say Chuck Sands and Crane's here. They cooked us up some chow. Hear that? That's live chowing. I already shoveled mine, so... Ty's going to do incredible processing of doing the records and shovel at the same time. Crane.
Post.
Yep. Proust. And he's going to chow while I witness it. So, are you ready, Talia?
Yes.
You probably should do this. Here we go. Watt from Pedro Show. DJ Talia.
Sun lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. She's heading west from far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown. Thank you.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Island was one of the main points of shipping of the slave trade to America. This is a slave castle, one of many of the slave castles of Africa.
This is a very depressing place, and it's oppressive, and all sorts of just unhappy, sorrowful things. And go home to my Lord, and I'd be free. There'll be no more weeping, no more, no more weeping, no. I'd go home to my Lord.
Dripping on top.
DJ Talia, what was your inspiration for that?
I don't know. I don't know. Just playing music that makes me happy.
Okay. Let's do this.
Sex in July. Mostly I think about protecting the slit, about mace classes from the police and my spiked brass knuckles I keep by my keys. And I think about windows that might be cracked and the wicked men who carry the mail or bag my food and the women who suffer sex in war who have holes to brutalize, babies to butcher, that special female vulnerability. Once a month my blood is brown and thick, instead of thin and bright. Because the best freedom from abortion is chemical pills that also swell breasts for men to suckle. Then he that fills me with his life comes near and spreads my lips with his fingers. He that whimpers like a child for a tit, for some sympathy against this harsh world. He, stiff and hard, groping for something round and soft, while from inside my vagina grips and sours against its openness. Its need I can't feel anymore, and it's summer. So hot the maniacs might get lonelier, hornier, might telepathically sense my open patio, might think to bring a screwdriver, a loaded gun for my mouth, an ice pick for my anus, while he that comes to me in the night, when the blue fan hums, worn sheets from his mother strewn across the floor, he, my lover, my baby, my boy, comes with lemon and ice in sweating glasses to cool me with electric winds and cups of cold water, comes to find a fleshy space of undrying promises and warm, unspoiled, giving brown soil.
That's not wrong. Oh, baby, baby. guess I'd just go drink again. Oh, not a baby, guess I'd drink again. Oh, baby, I sure fool I'm in love with you. Every time I sing it, I don't know what to do. Good guys ought to know my name, baby, that's not true. Hey, baby, can you tell me what can I do? Hey, baby, baby, can I turn you wrong?
One, two, one. Oh, man. I wonder if... Always something. All right, Watt from Pedro Show. I hope the dicks was still in there. Still learning about this board here. I hope it didn't shut down. Well, if it did, that was shit fool from Live at Raoul's. Something 20 years ago or something. Before that, we had Outdoor Minor Wire. And Michelle T. Clinton with On Sex in July. And right after Talia's spin thing, we had Party With Me Punker by a Minutemen song covered by Free Kitten. Damn. I don't know what happened there. I guess we'll make do with whatever went down. Crane, before he left, he gave me a CD of stuff he just recorded. And so here's, I don't know the name of the song, but here's Crane, Watt from Pedro Show. No Means No with Dad. Watt from Pedro Show. Coming at the end of the second hour. Before that, we had a mysterious song from Crane. Something new he just recorded. I don't know the title. He bailed. Chuck Sands gave him a ride back to his pad on the other side of the hill there. Crane is on the side of PV that does not face Pedro. So he has to maintain a mental link. Well, he's got water on his side, and we got water over here, so maybe if you shout across the water, it reaches out and gets to him, and vice versa. We get into the next hour. I think I want to play some more Who. Memory of John Entwistle, very influential bass player on Watt in his wrestling of the four string. And then we're going to have an alley mate of Talia's, Aaron White. He's going to do some mix. He went off to get some more because we played some. So he can try to maintain some original tip. He's went back to his pad up the alley, and it was from his roof. In fact, we saw the fireworks right there, which was scary for me because I have vertigo and there was no rail. And he came up behind me and grabbed me, and of course gave me a heart attack. Why do people love doing that? Yeah. Yeah, he's not a mean person at all. Anyway, end of the second hour. Sit tight for the third hour. July 5th, 2002. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. The Who, 1970, Isle of Wight Festival. A little medley there of Shaking All Over, Spoonful, Twist and Shout. There was this thing called Standing in the Shadows, Motown. And all these bass players got together and played their favorite licks, James Jamerson's, and John Entwistle was one. And one of the bass, it came with a cassette. It was a book and a cassette. And the cassette had him playing to some cheesy little drum machine, but he did Twist and Shout. Go Into a Go-Go, I think, was the other one. Anyway, memory of John Entwistle, 1944-2002. Great bass player, Ox. Rest easy. I have a special guest here, Pedro Cat, Aaron White, Alley Maid of Talia's, here where the sea meets the cliff, south part of Pedro, and he's going to get some spins going for you here. Aaron, you want to explain yourself a little bit?
Going to do a little rare groove into maybe a little space. I don't know. We're just going to kind of take it from point A and see where it goes. So anytime, what?
All right, roll.
Thank you. Thank you. baby ivory. Here she comes now. That's my baby in that mini skirt. She's capable of a good down ball skirt. The best in the world, bar none. With that 38, 24, 41, she's 99. Thinking there is something missing, but my baby can make it up with a kissing. The point 56 that's been removed. Don't do a thing to change her. My baby's a groove. She's 99 and 44. Your love 99 and 44. There's nothing nobody can tell me that. She's been in love before. She fills my loving cup up to the brim. And that little bit that I don't get, she gave to him, yeah. I can't share my baby with nobody else. I'm gonna keep this woman all to myself. Cause of what she's got is on the ball. I tell you, man, I've got to have it all. She's 99 and 44. Memphis train. Woo!
Thank you. not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle.
illnesses as AIDS or otherwise human venereal disease.
Right.
And yet there are things in it which perhaps maybe people would think, well, you know, it's a shame we can't just do that without protection.
Yeah, but that's the point. It's a fantasy. I mean, reading erotica is the safest form of sex you could have, or watching erotica is the safest form of sex. I'm not encouraging people to go out and have unsafe sex. And in fact, I make the point of that in the preface of the book, that my fantasies take place in a perfect world where sexually transmitted diseases don't exist. But just because I say that ass fucking is a way to experience pain and pleasure doesn't mean that to leave out wearing the condom part. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't say that anymore.
Yeah, the two don't necessarily exclude one another. Do you, let me ask you, presumably you practice safe sex?
Absolutely.
Do you carry a condom yourself?
Oh, yes, I've got them everywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
People give them to me all the time for some reason. I never run out of them.
They've probably got phone numbers on them and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Let me suck your toes in my world.
But you know, toe sucking is a very safe form of sex too.
I should imagine so. Is it just the
finger
big toe?
Too. No, little toes, but the big toe gives you the most amount of pleasure.
Just as a tip, if someone were to do that.
They have to have clean feet, forget it.
Well, we're talking about doing it to you, and let's assume you always
have
clean feet, not cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the toes, would a little nibble down the side of the foot upwards be advisable?
Yes. Absolutely.
Holding maybe in the crook of the knee?
Well, actually, the best thing is to start at the toe and just work your way up.
Fantastic. Oh, I'm being paid for this. Let me talk about, can I talk specifically about your sexuality, and feel free to come out of line, tell me, and we'll just use on, but obviously there's speculation.
I'll tell you if it's relevant.
Okay. There's speculation always in the press about you, what you do,
mm-hmm.
what you get involved with,
mm-hmm.
who you get involved with.
Mm-hmm.
Your affairs with men have been detailed quite lovingly, perhaps inaccurately, by the press, and obviously your marriage and your relationship with Warren Beatty recently was great fodder for the tabloids. They loved it. And now there's speculation as well about your involvement with women.
Right.
Do you find sex with men preferable to sex with women, or?
Yes.
Do you enjoy sex with women as well?
Wow! Woo, 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 yeah! Yeah, woo, woo, yeah! Well, they miss the lonely only for a foreign shore. So many to get with. That's the only human walker. Decomposing horse.
Keith Jones. He's got a Jones, so he's not allowed out of New York. Keith Jones. Grace Jones.
For Pedro show. Some Johnny Thunders live there. The Heartbreakers. Too Much Junkie Business. Before that, Richard Hell. Ignore That Door from the RIP deal. A piece of a 1992 Madonna interview before that. There's a new Madonna book called Madonna Style. From England. They sent me one, and there's about a page of stuff on the Madonna Bees and a couple pictures, the band and me playing bass in the mouse suit, and them asking me my thoughts on what motivated making the band and what I was trying to do with it by interpreting her works. What I would do if I met her, you know, questions like that. Thank her for being an inspiration. You know, in so many bizarre ways regarding Lot, obviously. But I like the way she's always main control and not become a puppet of anybody's. So, interpreting her works is a lot of fun too on the bass, and actually it's the roots of the band I got now. In fact, the band that was the first 5 weeks of the last tour I was in, the Second Men, Pete Mazich, Jerry Trebetich, myself, organ, bass, drum lineup, and that's what my new record is going to feature. played the first part of it, Inferno part, on the tour. Pete couldn't get whole tour off, so Tom Watson came in for the final 4 weeks of the tour, and we did John Terry's show. Brother Aaron White, Allie made Italia's. Italia had to go to the dock, so I'm just here with Tommy Cat. Played what he called Rare Grooves stuff there, his little take on that. Thank you much, Aaron. He had to bail too. And when he got finished, I played some live Para Ubu, Sentimental Journey, I think it was. I don't know, it's a screwed up CD, because the names and numbers printed don't match what's on the CD, but that sounded like weird. So much different than live, the way they played those songs, and on the records, which is a neat thing about them. They're a great band. And in fact, they're still together in some incarnation. Maybe only David Thomas's original cat left. But we're getting the end of the show. End of July 5th, 2002 version of the Watt from Pedro show. I think next time we'll be back at Brother Matt's, and he'll be there with the spin cycle. Hopefully DJ Talia come by too. Many thanks to her for using her pad here. And yeah, I want to thank everybody too for the tour, who came and checked it out and let me play with my both versions of myself, John Terry show and Second Man, and Jerry Trebetich, Tom Watts, and Pete Mazich. Very grateful to you cats for being righteous people you are, and giving your all and hanging in the boat with Watt. Work the towns, play for the folks. I'm going to play one more Who song for John Entwistle. This is a song Pete wrote before Tommy, but it's got a theme of reincarnation, and thinking of you, John. Watt from Pedro show. Oh, John. So, coming at the end here. It's trippy. I don't think I've ever ended a show by myself. But I'll be back next week with other folks. And, well, I'm speechless. I'm glad I made it back to Pedro. I'm going to go pedal now. Keep your powder dry.